Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. We continue where we left off. As we said, we left off at, we finished al-Bidayat. Qism al-Bidayat, 10 stations, ended with the Sama'. Now we start with Qism al-Abwab, the doors. He started with Manzilat al-Huzn, sadness or sorrow. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repelled the issue of sorrow and sadness. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks refuge from sorrow and sadness. Islam is not about a deen of sadness. That's why Islam is about being positive. And you'll see that Ibn al-Qayyim proves it in the Quran and Sunnah. So, يقول رحمه الله وليست من المنازل المطلوبة. The Qayyim said, sadness is not from the stations that is seeked in the Sharia. The Sharia does not want you to be sad. He said here, ولا المأمور بنزولها. And it's not a station that you are, يعني Allah ordered for you to adopt or to reside in. وَإِنْ كَانَ لَابُدَّ لِلسَّالِكِ مِنْ نُزُولِهَا. He said, but eventually the salik, the traveler to Allah, he will encounter some sadness and sorrow. And Ibn al-Qayyim said, every time in the Quran the word huzn comes, you know what huzn means now? Sadness or sorrow. Comes, إِلَّا مَنْهِيًّا عَنْهَا أَوْ مَنْفِيًّا. Every time comes, Allah forbids the huzn or He denies the huzn. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the companions radiallahu anhum at the time of hardship, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not feel down and do not feel sad. ما بتروح أنت يعني in some festivities you actually invent sorrow and you start hitting yourself and lashing yourself. No. Because you're forbidden from this. That's why al-huzn for the dead, how many days? 3 days. Bas. 3 days. More than 3 days is an innovation. That's why wearing black at the top of huzn is not from the sunnah. It's not from the sunnah. That's why the women and the men, some men too, they wail. That's not from the sunnah. When someone passes away. And al-huzn has in it, pay attention, a lesson that you are not satisfied with the qadar of Allah. If Allah ordained to take your business away or take something you love from you and you show this extreme sorrow that it never leaves you, that's as if you're not liking the qadar of Allah. Here he said another, وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ. He ordered the Prophet ﷺ not to feel sad about the ones who do not follow him. خلاص. Don't be sad, don't be sad. Say Alhamdulillah, move on. And also at the time of hardship, when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with the Prophet ﷺ in a cave, and Abu Bakr started to feel fear in his heart and sorrow that he's going to be caught, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, described what Muhammad ﷺ said to him, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Do not feel sad. Indeed, Allah is with us. There are many reasons why a Muslim can feel sad. صح. The situation of the ummah, the situation of the brothers, his situation, his family situation, many things can make you feel sad. But this sadness has to translate to positive amal. Here he said, also al-manfi, the one that is forbidden, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. For the believers, there is no fear upon them, nor they will feel any sorrow. Now, here he said, and the secret of this, أن الحزن موقف موقف غير مسير ولا مصلحة فيه للقلب. He said, the sorrow, the sadness, it is a position that is, it stops you from the motivation and going forward. صح? And there is no benefit for your heart. يعني think about it for a minute. If you lost your business, you lost something you love, if you have sorrow and sadness, what good it's going to bring? Is it going to bring back the dead? Is it going to bring back your business? Is it going to bring back your money? It's not going to do anything. What does it do? It depresses you, causes you anxiety and depression, and you sit at home, which what? Stops your wheel from turning and going forward, Allah Dalek. You see here? So there is no maslaha in what? In sorrow and sadness. There is no benefit in it. He said, وَأَحَبُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَى الشَّيْطَانِ. And it is that huzn is the most beloved matter to the shaitan. It is what, ikhwani? Most beloved matter to the shaitan. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّمَا النَّجْوَى مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ لِيُحْزِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, the najwa مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. What is the najwa? شوف. Najwa when you, مش بنت خالتك يعني. مش your cousin najwa. Najwa is when there are three people sitting next to each other. شوف المورالتي in Islam. Two people decide to talk to each other, whisper. That's called najwa. Or, three men standing, two speak Arabic, they all speak English, but two out of three speak Arabic, both Lebos. And the third, let's just say he's not Lebanese, doesn't understand Arabic. So they start speaking Arabic in front of the man and they look at him. That they definitely, even if you don't look at him, what does it do? It causes sorrow inside his heart. Why? Straight away the shaitan comes, causes sorrow inside his heart and say, "Ah, they're talking about you. Why then they talk Arabic? They can bloody speak English. Sah? They both can speak English, so why aren't they talking Arab?" Same thing, when you come and whisper in the ear of someone and a third is there, that is najwa. It causes sorrow to the third one. Shuf how the Quran came to make sure that we don't do actions that with it we can cause sorrow to others. And that's why يقول المولى عز وجل إنما النجوى من from whom? From the shaitan. To do what? لام السببية. It's causal lam. It's for causation. It does what? It causes so you don't cause sorrow in the heart of the believers. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade from the نجوى. Also عليه الصلاة والسلام said, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from الهم, worry, and الحزن, sorrow. شوف, the worry is something to do with what? With the future. And الحزن, something to do with what? Past. الهم, to do with what? Alham with the future. And al-huzn with what? Both of them, are they in your hand? They're in the hand of Allah. Amal al-shaytan or not? To divert you. Because alham, you worry about something, is not in your hand. You're worrying about tomorrow, next week, is not in your hand. And you cannot take back time and bring back what you lost. So khalas, move forward with your life. Put al-hum wal-hazan on the side and move on. So the shaitan comes to the heart to cause what? Ham and huzn. And that's what the Prophet ﷺ is to seek refuge in Allah from that. Most of us fall into ham. Most of us fall into huzn. But you have to battle that to bring yourself out by remembering that everything is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said about these two traits, he said, وَكِلَاهُمَا مُضْعِفٌ لِلْقَلْبِ عَنِ السَّيْرِ مُفَتِّرٌ لِلْعَزْمِ. Both of them slows you down from moving forward in your deen. Cooling you down from having strong, warm nature that keeps going forward. Al-hum wal-hazan, al-ham wal-hazan, what do? They slow you down and they cool you down. So this is something very important. Here he said, and that's why the people of Jannah, what do they say? Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhaba anna al-hazan. When they enter Jannah, say, Alhamdulillah, that Allah removed from us al-hazan, which used to be in the dunya. Why is that? Remember when I told you earlier that al-hazan will come to you eventually. Will come to you eventually, hazan, but you need to what? To manage it. But al-hazan comes when? In this dunya. But once you're in the Jannah, there is no more hazan. What are you going to be sad about? Even wal-iyadu billah, if someone, there are family members that did not go to Jannah, wal-iyadu billah, went to Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that hazan from your heart, so Jannah can be complete what? Complete joy. Because with hazan there is no joy whatsoever. Now, here he said, as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, we haven't even started with what Al-Harawi said, rahimahullah. But for you to understand the concept of hazan. Why? Because ikhwani, some people understand Islamic religion as what? As a religion of sadness and sorrow and wailing and crying and you have to, no, that's not Islam. That don't turn it to a saddest religion. No, Islam is not like that. He said here, as he mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, وَلَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِذَا مَا أَتَوْكَ لِتَحْمِلَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, nor upon those who come to you so you can carry them. قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم عليه. I don't have something that I can carry you on. Meaning, when the Prophet ﷺ was preparing for the expedition to meet the Romans, at that time the Muslims did not have much money, so it was basically prepared by donation from different Sahaba, from the wealthy Sahaba, and that wasn't much. And to travel to Tabuk, about 600-700 kilometers, you actually need an animal, a ride. Without a ride, you can't travel that long. So the Prophet ﷺ, he used to say to them, I don't have enough rides for you to come. He said, تَوَلَّوا وَأَعْيُنُهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ حَزَنًا أَلَّا يَجِدُوا مَا يُنْفِقُونَ. Those companions left the sight of the Prophet ﷺ with sorrow, with their eyes full of tears, of sorrow, because they don't have anything to spend in the sake of Allah. Here's something very important. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the hazan. How can be hazan praised in the Quran? You just said it's not a praised attribute. Here, Ibn al-Qayyim said, this is not what you understand. This is a calamity that came to them because they could not perform an ibadah with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They cannot accompany the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his expedition. So they left with their eyes teary, sad because of they could not get this honorary status to be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this hazan that comes to you, this is what Ibn al-Qayyim said, that comes to you throughout the dunya. But what is the hazan that comes to you if you miss out on ibadah, as Al-Harawi will talk to you later about it? You miss out on ibadah. For example, you missed out on Laylatul Qadr. You ate and you slept, and your wife didn't wake you up, and the Taraweeh and Laylatul Qadr, and you woke up at Salat al-Fajr. صح? Or you were traveling at the day of Ashura and you could not fast. An example. Or you were sick at the days of Arush Shura. You could not fast, for example. This is an opportunity. So, if you're a true believer, there'll be some hazan. Sah? You see here? So, this hazan is like the sickness. It's calamity that comes to you and requires patience. Sah? So, and this is the hazan. And that's why Ibn al-Qayyim, here said, they were not praised in the ayah because they had the hazan. But the hazan was an outcome from this, from the strength of iman. Yani, they were not munafiqeen. Alhamdulillah, ya Allah, we don't have a ride, we don't have to go to the Prophet. Ya Rasulullah, we don't have a ride, okay, go. That is, wal'iyadu billah, not a good sign. But these people so have strong iman, they were really, truly, honestly upset that they could not accompany the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his travel. So they were praised, not because of the hazan, but they were praised because they have a strong iman. And due to this strong iman, when they missed being in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it caused them sorrow. You see how? They didn't ask for the sorrow. Araft? No. Here he said, as for the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-sahih, ما يصيب المؤمن من هم ولا نصب ولا حزن إلا كفر الله به من خطاياه. He said, as for the ones who use this hadith, that al-mu'min, no worry that strikes him, nor hazan that strikes him, except Allah expiates some of his sins. Here they said, what about this hadith that hazan and hum expiate? Shuf, always the people who have a disturbed understanding, incorrect understanding, they take one hadith and they leave the other. Then we say, what about the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, seek refuge from al-ham wal-hazan? The combination of the two, here, if you notice the Arabic, ma yusibu al-mu'min, yusibu. Yani, it comes here, there is a third party that bring about this hazan and ham for you. So it's a calamity that came to you. You didn't ask for it, but it came to you. Yani, passing away of someone, losing a business, failed in something, worry about tomorrow, some big problems in your life. Sah? That you didn't ask for it, it came to you. But because of that sorrow that come to your heart, because of that aham comes to your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiate sins for you. But this is a musibah. Exactly like what? Does anyone ask to be sick? But Allah strike you with the calamity of sickness. And you have sabr. And expiate your sins or not? That's why, what do you tell the sick? Tahur. Yani, may Allah purify you from your sin. Same thing, al-hazan wal-ham is like a sickness. You don't ask for it, but when it comes and you're patient, then it becomes what? A mean of purification for you. Now, the rest of the hadith that praised the hazan, like for example, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ كُلَّ قَلْبٍ حَزِينٍ. Allah loves every heart that is sorrow. This is all mawdu' and fabricated hadith. It's not known who narrates it, and we don't understand who the sanad. Now, as for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ, and his eyes become white because of what? The sorrow, crying for his son Yaqub alayhi salatu wa salam. Here also Ibn al-Qayyim said, did he ask for it or it's ibtila? Ibtila. Then he wake up one morning and say, Allah, we're going to be sad for all day, for the next couple of years, we have sorrow and cry. Or, because he lost his son Yusuf. So, fi ibtila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And above, on top of that, he was sorrow. He had the sorrow and his ibtila from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he tried to fight it, but he couldn't, alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, Now, قال صاحب المنازل, قال الهروي رحمه الله, الحزن توجع لفائت وتأسف على ممتنع. Now, الهروي رحمه الله, before that was an introduction by Ibn al-Qayyim. الهروي رحمه الله said, الحزن توجع لفائت, to feel pain for something that passed, وتأسف على ممتنع, and to feel sorry about something you can never attain. عرفت؟ يعني كيف؟ If it is a matter of dunya, you lost the business, you feel pain for it. You want to marry your cousin Najwa? You want to marry your cousin Najwa? You've been dreaming about Najwa all your life, and some rich fella comes and snaps Najwa from you. عرفت what happens to you? You feel sorry, and you start causing you sorry, and it lead you to pain. Because ممتنع, you could not, خلاص. He snapped her before you. So you're gone. This is what تأسف على ممتنع means. The best way I can put it for you. قال وله ثلاث درجات. الحزن has the three levels. الأولى حزن العامة. Always we go back to the division. عامة خاصة خاصة الخاصة. Always. And in this point, you'd see he skipped the خاصة for a reason. He said, وله ثلاث درجات. الحزن has what? Three levels. حزن العامة وهو حزن على التفريط في الخدمة وعلى التورط في الجفاء وعلى ضياع الأيام. I'll explain. The first, of course, this العامة the layman, حزن العامة the layman, the beginner, has three limbs. We'll take the first one. حزن العامة هو حزن على التفريط في الخدمة. It is حزن because you neglected performing your duties. It is what? This حزن comes from where? Because you neglected your duties. He said here, بل هذا الحزن يكون مع القيام والعمل. He's not here, pay attention. He's not talking about a person who has sorrow and never did anything. يعني كيف؟ يعني someone hardly prays. Barely prays five times a day. He's not talking about this person. This person doesn't feel the huzun anyway. عرفت? He's talking about a person who does more than five daily salawat. He does all the ibadat and sunan, but he knows he can do more, but out of laziness he doesn't do it. And then he starts to feel what? Sorrow. That is the first limb of حزن العام. Again, you're a person, pray five times a day, you go to Salat al-Jumu'ah, wal-Jama'at and everything. But you don't do Qiyam al-Layl. So it's always haunting you and causing you sorrow that, how come I don't do Qiyam al-Layl? Fahimt? هذا التوجع, the pain, only the ones who actually on the deen feel it. Again, I tell you, if someone away from the deen, هذا is not even from the عام. The book is not talking about them. The book talking, the عامة is the proper brothers who are religious. They're the عامة. As we explained in how many lessons now? 15, 16 lessons. He said, فَإِنَّ الْخِدْمَ عِنْدَهُمْ مِنْ بَابِ الْأَخْلَاقِ وَالْآدَابِ لَا مِنْ بَابِ الْأَفْعَالِ وَهِيَ حَقُّ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ وَآدَابِهَا وَوَاجِبَاتِهَا وَصَاحِبُ هَذَا الْحُزْنِ بالأولى أن يحزن لتضييع العمل. He said, it is according to علماء السلوك, it is from the أخلاق والآداب. This level here, الخدمة to be servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from آداب, manners and أخلاق. He said, وَهِيَ حَقُّ الْعُبُودِيَّةِ And it is what? The right of عُبُودِيَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what? Al-Khaliq. And what? Al-Abd. It is from the manners of عُبُودِيَّة. It is from the obligation of عُبُودِيَّة. That is what he's talking about. So, tafreet in the khidmah is what? Neglecting some of the ibadat. Neglecting some of the ibadat for no valid reason. Araft? For no valid reason. This causes sorrow in your heart. If it doesn't cause sorrow in your heart, that means you haven't even started. Araft? He said, وَأَمَّا التَّوَرُّطُ مَعِ فِي الْجَفَاءِ To be embroiled in neglect. Shuf one, the second limb. First one, we understand it. The second limb is what? You find yourself embroiled in what? In neglect and jafa. Al-jafa is to when you keep a distance and you become dry. يعني كيف, يعني you come and shake a brother's hand. Assalamu alaikum. يعني his face is what? Dead. He looks at you with a dead face. No emotion. That's called what? Jafa. A brother that you used to see every day, you talk to for an hour, and you always eat together, go together, all of a sudden he cuts you off for a few days. And when you see him on the street, Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam. And he walks. Had that called what? Jafa. That's what Jafa means, you know? Here he said, another cause from the causes of sorrow is what? For al-amma, huh? For the layman, is you get involved in jafa. You embroiled yourself in what? In jafa. Jafa towards whom? Towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, فَهُوَ أَخَصُ أَيْضًا أَخَصُ مِنَ الْمَعْصِيَةِ بِارْتِكَابِ الْمَحْظُورِ لِأَنَّهُ قَدْ يَكُونَ لِفَقْدِ أَنَسٍ سَابِقٍ مَعَ اللَّهِ Oh, pay attention. He said, this is more specific than falling into disobedience. Because we said before, if you do something and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is for a true believer, is a cause of sorrow or not? Sah? Cause of sorrow. You get upset with yourself and so on. But here he said, this is more specific than that. How is that? He said, this, when you have a good record with Allah and used to enjoy the time you spend with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then after that, you fall into jafa. Then this causes the sorrow. You're clicking with me or not? He's not talking about you fall into sin and you feel sorrow. He's talking about a higher level than that. He said, you were a person, you used to have good relation with Allah. And then that relation break out a little bit. And you get involved in jafa. This now causes you sorrow. You start remembering, oh, the time I used to hack najwa between me and Allah, talk to Him, Ya Allah. Like at night before Fajr, wake up where the family sleeping. Half an hour, hack raising my hand. And I can feel the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can feel the love to Allah. I can feel I'm communicating with Allah. I can feel the humbleness in my heart. This sweet feeling, I lost it for a few days, for weeks. This is a source of sorrow. This is a source of huzn. He said, the third one is تَضِيعُ الْأَيَّامِ To waste the days, your days, to waste them. He said, فَنَوْعَانِ أَيْضًا فَتَضِيعُهَا بِخُلُوِّهَا مِنَ الطَّاعَةِ He said, this is two types. The first one is to waste it because you emptied it from obedience to Allah. يعني your days come and go without getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your day is hardly any ibadat in it. يعني the five daily salawat, nothing ibadat new mafi. أيام خالية من العبادات. There is nothing in it in عبادات. That also here he said a cause of sorrow. وتضيعها بخلوها من عن مواجيد الإيمان وذوق حلاوته والأنس بالله وحسن الصحبة معه. He said here, and the second one is, you're doing the ibadat, but there is no taste of iman. There is no taste of iman. And the sweetness, you lost it. And al-uns billah, feeling the tranquility with Allah, you lost that. And the beautiful times that you felt you are a company with Allah, also you lost that. This is how, this is a cause of sorrow, and tadi' what? Cause of sorrow, which is tadi' al-ayyam. So he mentioned for the layman, three causes of what? Sorrow. What are they? This is the most important part of the lesson, to be honest with you. But then khassa wa kadha, you're going to find yourself. He said, what is huzn al-amma? Sadness. That comes, emanates from what? Tafreet, lack of khidmah. Lack of khidmah. The second one, embroil yourself in neglect. Neglecting what? Al-ibadah. And we said, we're not talking about the obligation. We're talking about the ibadat. The third one is wasting your days. And you waste your days either by emptying it from the ibadat, or performing the ibadat, but the ibadat is not producing halawat al-iman. And remember the last two limbs that we mentioned, the last two limbs, remember something. You have to taste it first, and then lose it. Because if you haven't tasted it, you don't know what you're missing out on. Sah? You only know what you're missing out on something is when you taste it, then you lose it. Araft? When you get addicted to something, then you lose it. Then you feel, the sorrow of losing it. But if you never tasted the proper halawat al-iman, and you never tasted al-uns billah, wal-khalwa billah, wal-kalam ma'illah, and so on and so forth, so you're not going to cause your sorrow because you never felt that feeling anywhere before. So it's just... that's why you don't even haven't reached the amma. To reach the amma here is to do what? Is to get to that level. Then a bump comes and you start feeling sorrow. When the bump comes, then you pull yourself back up again. Subhanallah, wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.